Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and we got such a good band for you. Like, these harmonies are going, you're going to feel them in your soul, in your elbows. Like, your entire skeleton's going to become soul after this. You will be, your muscular system supported by soul. This band is called Oh He Dead, and this is their song, Crying.
I was sitting by myself. And I was asking for your help in your hand, oh. And I was loving you to death. Almost gave you my last breath. You left me hanging around. You left me laying down. And I was way too high. And I fell right to the ground. Crying, crying, crying for you. I was crying, crying, crying for you. Crying, crying, crying for you. I was crying, crying, crying for you. But, well, I won't cry. No, I won't cry. I won't cry myself to sleep. No, I won't cry. No, I won't cry. 'Cause you ain't crying over me.
10 days have gone past
since you put out love to rest.
In vigil here I stand,
waiting your command. Crying, crying, crying for you. I was crying, crying, crying for you. Crying, crying, crying for you. Now there's nothing left for me to do. So, well, I won't cry. No, I won't cry. No, no. I won't cry myself to sleep. No, I won't cry. No, I won't cry. No, 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 no. You ain't crying over me. And I've tried and tried and tried so hard for us to not fall apart. And I loved you, love you, love you so. But all you went and let me go. So, oh, I won't cry. No, I won't cry. No, no. I won't cry myself to sleep. No, I won't cry. No, I won't cry. No, 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 no. You ain't crying over me.
Ooh.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. It was called Crying by Oh He Dead, and we got him here for an interview.
What's up?
So why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself so all the listeners there know your lovely voices.
I'm CJ.
And I'm Andy. That's it, man.
That's the band. That's all you need.
We should just keep going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm CJ.
Like,
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steven. And
I'm John.
And I'm Brittany.
I am Art.
So how did you two meet and start up Oh He Dead?
Serendipitously.
Yeah.
I would say. You want to tell the story?
No, you go ahead.
All right, I'll kick it off and we can finish it.
We can go back and forth.
Yeah,
let's do
like
this.
That. So we both live off of H Street, Northeast DC. CJ's from that area. I moved down there about 5-6 years ago. I was previously in like a soulful rock band that broke up, and got introduced to CJ. And I was kind of in a place where like I didn't want to be playing music, and I was like, I'll help her get some songs ready for studio. And then the person that introduced us, my friend Claire, just played one of her songs, and you hear her voice, and I was like, okay, maybe we can also do a band or something. So that was, and she said yes, and so
I do.
Yeah,
it's just taken off from there.
Oh, that was like a year ago, so hopefully taking off more and more as we go. But yeah, it's been fast.
Haven't even
and
reached
fun.
The stratosphere, man.
Yeah, well,
you got those stars to get to.
That's right. Yeah, man. But it's been fun. It's we've been playing like festivals and stuff. It's been happening like really fast. Like it's been a fun ride so far. We're just excited. So,
oh, I'm excited too. Like, CJ, your voice is phenomenal. Like, is that kind of a natural talent, or did you have to work really hard to get it at the point it is?
Actually, I've never had lessons. The closest thing I've had to lessons was when I was in high school, and we would do like musicals, and we had a music teacher who would like be like, "No, hit this note. This is how you do this," and that was it. But I've never. This is just.
Natural.
CJ's voice, natural.
Damn it, I'm jealous.
Natural.
Me too, man.
Now, who are some of your guys' musical influences? Because I hear a lot of, well, you have on your Facebook, soul and folk, and like that describes it to a T, but I'm kind of curious who you guys listened to previously to kind of discover the sound you have today.
Well, I'm really weird when it comes to that kind of thing, because I go through phases of like who I really like, want to tune in, or who I, you know, I'm listening to at the moment. Like right now I'm going through a Sade phase. I'm just listening to Sade all the time. So I think that's funny. But I think that I would have to say Stevie Nicks as somebody that I would say I look up to, or like, you know, listen to her music to like try to get ideas and stuff. So.
And yeah, I think we come to it from like some slightly different backgrounds for sure. Like my influence is definitely like a little more country and like folky. But we meet in the middle probably a lot on like classic rock and like soulful, like oldies type music. Like when CJ plays like some solo gigs, she was covering like the Beatles and covering Neil Young. And I was kind of like blown away. I was like, what? How do you know these
Are
songs?
There recordings
and she's
of
like,
that
I love
anywhere?
These. Like, I should record that stuff.
Well, yeah. Or you could just come see me play them.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she plays at a Potbellies up in Tenleytown, right?
Van Ness,
right off Van Ness Metro there. Like, was it Tuesdays?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and it's just and me Thursdays. Throwing covers for like 2 hours.
Get yourself a. Hoagie. I don't even remember the names of the sandwiches at Potbelly's. Italian Biggie.
I get the same sandwich. I get like a
the
BLT.
Wreck, isn't that one?
Like, I'm so plain. Can I just have a BLT? Just don't, nothing special.
So how do you guys approach your songwriting? Do you guys sit down together, flesh out a song, create it, or does someone kind of go off on their own, write down a bunch of lyrics, bring it to the other, and go from there? How does that work for you guys?
I think it's a mixture of all of that. Like, me and Andy, we can sit down and write a song together, Or sometimes, like, Andy might be out of town or I might be out of town, and we're just in a songwriting moment and we'll write a song and bring it to the other and we'll, like, you know, tweak it together, or we'll, like, you know, make suggestions to one another about the songs and how we can make it better or tighten it up.
We have a lot of songs where it'll be, like, CJ will bring forward most of a song or, like, a shell, or I'll bring, like, a, you know, a note, you know, some ideas, like a note on my iPhone, like a voice memo. And we have a lot, like, we'll have a document that we share between us, and it'll say, like, the name of a song and then parentheses, like, CJ, or the name of a song, parentheses, Andy. And then we won't play it out live until we feel like it's become an Oh He Dead song, where it's not, like, one of us solo. Like, so we kind of, like, tear it down and build it back up with harmonies and instrumentation so that it becomes more of, like, the complete kind of, like, Oh He Dead, you know, harmony vibe that we try to drive for.
Those harmonies. Like, I don't even know what to ask about those harmonies. Just, like, they're really good harmonies.
Thanks, thanks, man.
And I'm a sucker for a good harmony. I like to think everyone is. But just compliments that.
Thanks,
on
man.
That part. So let's get into a segment we have on the show called Five Questions. So here it is for you guys. All right, here's the first. The worst gig you guys ever had together.
We played, man, we've had some funny ones. We played this gig in Adams Morgan. I won't say the name of the venue to save them, but they were, like, whipping us. And, like, we had, like, a four-hour set, and we finished probably, like, 20 minutes early. We had just been playing, like, 3 hours straight, and, like, the general manager came in, and we were, like, taking our stuff down. They were like, no way. No way you're taking your stuff down. And we're like, we're like out of songs. And they're like, you're playing it till midnight.
Create some.
Yeah, do it. And so we just played one song for 25 minutes. Like, we just looped the chorus over and over again. And CJ, like, went out in the crowd and was just, like, dancing with, like, people who were dancing or just, like, goofing off. But that one was, like, crazy. And it was hot as, it was like one of those DC nights where it was just hot as a mother. And that was, and it smelled terrible because it was, like, a back alley with, like, a dumpster. But fond memory now. I don't know. Do you have any other ones?
I don't think I have a bad.
You like them all?
Not for me. Like, not for me, at least. Like, it wasn't bad for me. Like,
true.
I was okay. I probably wasn't the best, but I was comfortable.
All right.
The worst equipment malfunction you've had on stage.
Man. What?
So far sounds.
What happened? I can't remember.
When, the drummer, like, forgot the song.
Oh, that was more of a human malfunction than, like, an instrument malfunction. Yeah, we got ready for the So Far Sounds gig, and our drummer just thought a song was, just didn't know the title of one of the songs, and just thought it was a different one, just started playing, like, a different song while the bassist was playing a different line. And CJ and I were just like, oh, boy. But I had a gig where the microphone, there was a problem with the electrical socket, and the microphone would electrocute my face every time I touched it. And, like, you try to get into a song, and I would try to, like, ignore it, but every time my nose or my lip, like, touched the mic, like, my face, it would be, like, a full-on shock to, like, the back of my head. So it was, like, some weird, like, psychological experiment where they were like, see how many times we'll keep touching the mic while we shock his face. Terrible.
So, being kind of a younger band, only together for a year, this exact question may not apply to you guys, but if it's applied, feel free to answer.
Sure.
All right. The dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed during a tour?
Well, I almost. Fortunately, they, like, we were doing some recording up in Brooklyn. This is, like, the closest we've done to touring. And I booked this Airbnb that was like, guys, I found a place that was really cheap, and I only looked at the first picture on it. And it was literally just, like, a cement floor with a mattress with not even a sheet on it. Like, that was what they were marketing as. It was, like, $60 a night. I was like, what a deal. And it was, like, a four-bedroom. But it was literally just, like, three mattresses on cement floors. But, like, the guitarist we were with, his name is Alex Vans. You know Alex?
Yeah.
He's a guitarist in our band. he refused to stay in it. He's like, dude, you got to book something else. He's like, I'm not going to go to New York if we stay in this place. So
I'm pretty sure this was in a snuff film.
Yeah. It was, people have died here in weird ways.
There's some weird juju in this room.
And not in a good way.
All right. The closest you've come to quitting music.
I know mine, but you go first. This is, I'm going to cry a little bit, but I was like, I was done before I met CJ. Like, I was out. I had a weird breakup with a band, and it feels like a real relationship breakup when you have a thing you're really going towards and it's like your buddies. And I was just like, I don't think this is for me anymore. I'm going to do music production, or I'll be a videographer. And then CJ and I got together, and I was like, the first time we harmonized, probably felt the same things that you're feeling in your femurs and your elbow. And we were like, shoot, we should probably do a thing. And that kind of got me back in it. So I was I was out. I was like, all right, I'm just going to find a career kind of deal. And I'm glad I'm not doing that.
A desk and a calculator.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever wanted to quit music, but I will say before I met Andy, I was at a point where I was like, I'm not going to get anywhere. I'm not going to play anywhere special. I was in North Carolina, going to, a really sucky college. And I was oh, my God, this is my life. This is just going to be my life for the rest of my years. So, whatever.
I'm going to hug you.
You want to hug?
All right. The best memory you guys have together as a band.
I don't have to say rock and roll. The afterwards feeling. We played a show at Rock and Roll, and we headlined. And afterwards, we got, a whole bunch of people to go to this bar. And, we just, danced and, was drinking.
Just, a dance-off in a circle. Yeah. Just being idiots. I think that one was really fun for us because we both live, off of H Street. And it was a venue that I know I've been to a lot of times, seeing other bands. So for us to, headline that as people who lived, 5 or 6 blocks from Rock and Roll Hotel, it was really cool. Yeah, for sure.
Must have been very easy getting there.
Yeah, it was the easiest load-in we've had yet. Yeah. It was actually harder because we had to usually load it into a car and drive somewhere, but we were we probably just walk it.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about parking. True. That area is a bitch to park in.
That it is.
We got another song for you guys out there listening. It's called Better Than You. Did you guys have anything you wanted to tell the fine listeners out there about this one?
This one, to me, was the genesis of the band name, which is a really fun, quick story. So this is a CJ song. If you think of one of the songs with the parentheses at the end, this was a parentheses CJ one. you'll hear the lyrics, but she's got a love interest in the guy. She ends up shooting the guy because he's cheating on her. And I was I remember one day asking her, what happened to the guy in that song? And she was just oh, he dead. And I was there we go. That'll be the band
straight
name.
Out of a Tarantino film. Here it is for you guys. It's Oh He Dead, Better Than You.
It was the summertime, green, cold lime. I felt a touch and die. We were a cool breeze through summer trees. I thought we'd never be, you said we'd never be. We were together back then, but we were never again. You like to play it hard, but you know I play it smart. Now I feel better than you, oh. Now I feel better than you, oh. Right.
to his house, sun on my skin. Going to see the boy that gave me all my joy. I found you and her laying in your bed. The fighting bell had rung, and I went and grabbed my gun. We were together back then. Oh, but you were never again. You had to play it hard, but you know I play it smart. Now I feel better. I feel better than you. Oh, now I feel better. I feel better than you. Oh, well, I feel, well, I feel better. I feel so much better. Oh, I feel better than you. Oh, well, I feel, well, I feel better. I feel so much better. Oh, I feel better than you. Oh, no, I feel better. Oh, I feel better than you. Oh, no, I feel better. Oh, I feel better than you. Oh.
Welcome back. That was Better Than You by Oh He Dead. Let's promote some stuff. Let's let you guys know what the hip happenings around DC is. You guys got any albums coming out? Got any shows coming up?
We got an EP in the works. We've been up in Brooklyn. We just got back from Brooklyn, working on some new tunes. So if there's one thing I learned is that you don't like set a date for an EP, because otherwise it comes out like crappy. So it'll come out hopefully soonish, in the next couple months. But our next big gig, we're playing Bowery Electric. This will be our first like out of DC show. So we'll be up in New York City Friday, September 23rd. Which should be fun, and then hopefully a couple more gigs before the end of the year in the D.C. area for sure.
Awesome. So I'm sure people can go to your Facebooks and Twitter,
Instagram, Oh He Dead, Facebook. You just type it in the thing
Oh
there.
He Dead everything. Yeah. Twitter, yeah, Facebook, we got Instagram.
All the social media.
Sometimes you get lucky when you make up a name for something and nobody's claimed any of the properties.
Right?
And I was really excited, because that's tough, because you got to do like, Oh He Dead _16
Official.
/ music / band fun. But we got lucky on that one.
I don't think anybody wants their Instagram to be Oh He Dead.
You know what's funny is going on the hashtag Oh He Dead on Instagram, which I put on some of the pictures sometimes when I post them up, and like the natural pictures that like people would post out in the world that they put hashtag Oh He Dead on, and some weird stuff out there. Also, if you set up a Google alert for Oh He Dead, you get some really sad news stories coming. I was like hoping to just find like promotions for upcoming shows, but it'd be like family of six was murdered in Florida, and like they interviewed someone and they were like, I came into the house and I was like, oh, he's dead. And I was like, oh my god, this is terrible. I was just wanted to see if we got picked up in any news, but this is awful.
So if you're looking not to like be sad for a bit,
yeah,
don't set up the Google.
Don't Google it. Just go to ohedead.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Don't go on the second page of Google.
Yeah,
like
no.
You guys are the top one.
Hopefully,
on the first
yeah.
page.
Yeah.
But don't go to that second page.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the second page.
Nothing
of Google.
You want to see there. And don't click on images.
We do have one picture up on Google Images.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Good. We got to take more pictures just to like push down all the terrible other like carcasses.
All the bad things. I really only got one show to tell you guys about right now, and that's the Jam Brew Festival, which is every Friday in September over in Herndon, run by Jay Burden of Dead Wax. It's going to be a wonderful festival. Lots of craft brews. Lots of music. I mean, he puts a lot of work into getting the best beer and the best bands that he can find, and that's going to be a great time. Otherwise, like, open mics, go to them, guys. Like, you can hear such great things at open mics you won't hear at normal shows. Two great ones I love. Every Tuesday night over at Philly Tavern in Old Town Manassas is a great open mic, and every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe, wonderful open mic. You guys got any open mics you frequent?
Yeah, we were talking about it. We haven't done it, but like we've been playing acoustic a little bit more and more, like we did today. We play with a full band when we play out live. So like, you know, big lead guitar, but we've been thinking about trying to find a venue to do a residency at. So if there's any owners of restaurants or bars listening and you liked it, you know, hit us up.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I know some of you guys got to own something out there.
Right? What do you guys own out there? Message us.
Yeah.
Tell us what you own.
I own this robe.
Oh, yeah. So can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the robe. So you are the very first person to perform in bathrobe on the show. How would you say your comfort level rose from bathrobe to civilian clothing?
I feel like I'm at home. This is just, this is great.
Got the
so
bathrobe, the shag carpet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is all you need in life.
She's literally wearing a bathrobe right now. just for context, we were doing some of the like sound check recordings, and she was wearing this like big purple windbreaker, and the swishiness of it was getting picked up by the mic. And the only other thing we had in the car was a bathrobe. So CJ is literally sitting in a bathrobe with a black belt around, and it looks like,
looks like a karate.
Karate series. Amazing.
That's do some funny. Taekwondo.
Yes, I will do that.
All right, and big thank you to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder for recording, mixing, doing like so many amazing things. Like, I think they just won like the men's 200 meter in the Olympics down in Rio yesterday. So, yeah, check out Mark Ryder at Mark Ryder Music. Check out Ken Barnum at Ken Barnum. Big thank you to intern Mike, who's been helping us out today. Big shout out to him. Really big thank you to Bias Studios for hosting us and having us here. They got lovely facilities. Feel free to check them out. They can pretty much, if you're a musician out there and you want to record any musical thing, they most likely can do it. Like, you want sounds of snakes hissing, there's probably a tank of cobras in here.
There is. I saw it when I walked in.
Yeah.
That was a little dangerous. But.
I mean, they're contained. Right. There's a wrangler. He's sleeping. If you want to get in contact with the show for any reason, feel free to email us at castathetic@gmail.com with any questions, comments, concerns, pizza delivery orders. Your pizza won't get there, but you can put in the order anyways. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. It's Castathetic. Just look at your phone or whatever your device is you're listening to this on, and like the name will be there, and you just type in the name to your favorite social medias except Tumblr. I don't understand
me
that
either,
yet.
What is that thing?
I don't even know what people use that for.
I blogging. There's a lot of newbie photos on there.
Gymnastics.
Is this
tumbling?
Really,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mixing drinks.
A lot of nudie photos on Tumblr. I don't use or incorporate nudie photos. Don't feel like it's for me.
Yeah, it's gross.
So we got one last song you guys performed, which, you guys' songs are so good. They're so good. The song is Say a Word. Did you guys want to say anything about Say a Word?
Why'd you point at me?
It's a CJ
one. It was just
one.
Like, you go, CJ. You say.
You got it.
You say a word. About say,
I say
a
word about how this song is say a word.
Wait, let's try something.
Okay.
Why don't you just say one word about the song Say a Word? If you had to describe it in one word.
Sexy.
Oh, went with an adjective. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Did you guys hear that bomb outside?
Yeah.
It dropped.
Yeah. Oh, that
it went boom.
So here it is for you guys listening. I'll be back with you in a couple of weeks with some more music. This is Say a Word by Ohi Dead. Please go check them out. They're amazing.
Sunny day, I feel warmer than the rest of them. In my bones against yours, And I know that it can get so much worse. But you ain't gotta say a word. Now you ain't gotta say a word. Just come on in and let me do what I wanna do to you. Now you ain't gotta say a word. Well, come on in. Rest your head somewhere upon my soft bed. 'Cause I've been thinking of you in so many different ways. And I just want you to know that this is it, this is the way, yeah. But you ain't gotta say a word. No, you ain't gotta say a word. Just come on in and let me do what I wanna do to you. No, you ain't gotta say a word. Just give me what I want. Just give me what I want from you. Just give me what I want from you. Just give me what I want from you. 'Cause you know, yeah. 'Cause you know, yeah. 'Cause you know, yeah. 'Cause you know, yeah. Now you ain't gotta say a word. No, no, no. Now you ain't gotta say a word. No, no. Now you ain't gotta say a word. No, you ain't gotta say a word.